for calling the Rawlings Company. Please wait while we connect you to your dialed party.
Thank you for calling the Rawlings Company. This is Amanda on our recorded and transcribed line. How can I help you?
Yes, Amanda, this is Michael. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm looking for claim status. So can you help me?
You're looking for what? I'm sorry?
Claim status.
Do you have a file number or patient name?
Just 30 seconds, I have emergency call on the line. Okay, thank you for being on hold, ma'am. Actually, I have an emergency call, no issue. Now, do you need a patient's ID or did I give it to you?
No, you didn't give me any information. I would need, the patient's first and last name or their health insurance ID number.
I have both. First name, Eric, A-R-I-C-K. Last name, Patrick.
Okay.
Eric.
A-R-I-C-K.
Yeah.
Okay.
A-R-I-C-K. P-A-T-R-I-C-K.
Okay, thank you so much for waiting. Before I help you with the eligibility, let me make a disclaimer. Please be advised that it causes a number of plan benefits and eligibility, not the guarantee of coverage and the payment.
And you said A-R-I-C-K for the first name?
Yes.
And the last name, Frederick, F-R-E?
No, Patrick.
Oh, okay. P-A-T-R-I-C-K?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not finding anyone. Do you have their ID number?
Just a second. Okay, thank you. Thank you for your time. Sorry, hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm checking.
Okay.
Actually, patient's ID number, 988-408-3053.
I'm also not finding anything with that. Is this in regards to coordination of benefits, or is it in regards to, like, a subrogation lien?
It's COB. COB is updated.
Okay.
And now retina is the only primary. Last representative checked the COB. Oh, last time my colleague spoke with you on June 23, 2025 for this patient. You give him a case number.
Okay, the case number would help.
4329576.
Okay, let me see. Okay. That I did find. All right. And what question did you have?
Yeah, the claim was sent for the process under this case number on June 27. I need a status on it.
So we're showing that the other policy retro-termed. Let's see.
Yeah, blue seal retro-termed, so you are the primary when the service was performed.
Yeah. Yes, we would say primary, the other insurance retro term. A disbursement was processed on June 27th of 2025. Sorry, I'm just reading the notes to see if it's been... It doesn't look like that's been... sent to the client yet. That that reimbursement process is pretty lengthy and can take anywhere from 16 to 20 weeks for the claim to be reprocessed.
Actually, you know, and that day my colleague spoke with four different data service, all these data service you sent for the process. So they all are still in process?
Yeah, it's still in process.
How long it can take normally?
16 to 20 weeks.
16 to 20?
And it was sent on, yeah, it was sent on June 27th.
Can I have a reference number?
It would be that same reference number. I'll document our call. It's the 432-9576.
Okay.
Okay.
So do I need to give you other three date of service, or you can see that you sent four date of service for the process and all are in process?
Yeah, I can see all the dates of service. It looks like June 10th, 2024 through 8-3 of 2024.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no issue. That's fine. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.